I'm LaVon.
I'm Miss Nene.
Welcome to Family Fun in the Kitchen. And we have some interesting topics. Well, I think we always have interesting topics to talk about, right?
Yes, I think we do.
So the main thing is we hope you find these things interesting. Mm-hmm. And today we're going to talk about something that's, well, it's been around for a while, but it, all of a sudden, you know how things kind of, all of a sudden, the word of mouth starts it all over again. And that is making an omelet in a plastic bag.
How do you do that, LaVon? That sounds like a fun thing to do.
It does sound like a fun thing to do. And if you talk to people and you go on the internet, you'll find lots of recipes and lots of instructions. But, you know, I always try and investigate a bit when we
mm-hmm.
go to a topic.
That's good.
And the very first thing that I went to said, don't do this.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all this fun thing, because I'm thinking, this is a great camping idea.
Yes.
It says, don't do this.
So, well, there has to be a very logical reason for not doing it.
There does. And, you know, you have to decide whether you're going to follow this. We're saying you shouldn't do it. Other people say, well, I've done that, and I had great success. I've had no problems. But mm-hmm. here's the reason. First of all, we're talking about, like, a Ziploc. There's several brands. Glad,
sure.
Whatever.
Sturdy bag, plastic bag.
Probably a freezing type bag that mm-hmm. you can close sturdily. And they put all the eggs and whatever else you want into it, and then put it into boiling water. Okay, that's the main problem with doing this. Those bags are not made to put in boiling water.
Exactly.
They never, it's made to put in the microwave, in the freezer, you know, just warming up. But not to put in boiling water.
So why can it go in the microwave and not in boiling water?
Well, boiling water is 212 degrees, plus you have the egg yolks, which is high fat, and you might have some cheese, which is high fat. Mm-hmm. So it's going to get even hotter than 212 degrees, because that concentrate just makes it hotter.
Sure.
Your microwave oven will never, unless you left it in there. I guess if you leave something in there long enough at a high temperature, it might mm-hmm. come to a boil, but you're not going to have that instant boil temperature.
Correct. And it's in there for such a short amount of time.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think that does make a big difference, because in these recipes, most of them that I looked at take 8, 10, 15 minutes. So that's a pretty long time for this mm-hmm. bag to be in boiling water. Mm-hmm. So the first thing that you might want to think about is that, well, it could break open. I mean, so
yes.
You don't want that to happen. And the other thing that I could see happening is, okay, you get it out of the water and it breaks open while you're handling it, and that stuff would be really, really hot. So there's some danger there.
My first thought might be, oh, what if that plastic bag shrinks down and melts all around the eggs as it's cooking?
That could happen too. So that's one of the main reasons. Now, again, when I went to search, the first reference that came up to a question, could I do that, referred to Penn State Extension. And the answer to the question, could I make the omelet in the plastic bag, is probably not. So I think they're sort of on the not for sure kind of thing.
Yes.
Probably not. Because, again, the bag is just not made for that kind of thing. The second reference was actually to S.C. Johnson, who makes Ziploc bags. Mm-hmm. Now, there would be other companies. And so here's the... You have to decide if it's more important, but a long-range kind of thing to be concerned about is that when the plastic reaches that temperature, we're talking about this boiling water mm-hmm. for 10 minutes, mm-hmm. that it could release some contamination of known carcinogens into mm-hmm. the food.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not going to hurt you immediately, but it's something that I think we need to be aware of. It's just not recommended.
Yes.
They're just not made for that purpose.
It's interesting that S.C. Johnson used the word could release. So, and we were wondering, did they do any studies or did they not? Are they just warning
right.
that is a possibility?
They probably know that about plastic products in general, because there are other types of plastics, even hard plastic, that we probably are putting in the microwave which we probably should not be, because they're not really made for that purpose. So mm-hmm. we always kind of need to ask ourselves, is this container made for this purpose?
And it should state it on the packaging if
it's safe.
Yes,
yeah.
Microwave
it,
safe.
It
uh-huh.
probably will not say it's not safe.
Yes, exactly.
But it will say it if it is safe.
Mm-hmm.
So a good thing to look at. So going, oh, that's kind of disappointing, isn't it?
Well, it kind of takes the fun out of camping for me. Not that I'm a camper at all, but I had high hopes.
Yes. So just a couple of other suggestions. One, making omelets is great fun, but you can do that in a skillet, and you can do that when you're camping. A lot of people have some kind of cooking utensil with them. Or, you know, when I was in camp, we made little cook stoves out of a gallon can, and you had this little burner made with cardboard that you put
a
tuna can, and you set that on. Yeah, we fried eggs on.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So anyhow, there's all kinds of possibilities, but I don't know how many people do that anymore. It was a fun thing
when
to do.
When in need, that's
yes,
what you can
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah. So that's just make omelets in another way. But I'm thinking going on a picnic or taking food with you, what can be easier than a hard-cooked egg?
Yes, if it's done up ahead of time,
yeah,
you mean?
Yeah, yeah, you bet. Just as long as you have a way to keep them cold. And again, I think most camping people have some way to keep food cold. I'm sort of turning into this lecture today, but remember, food like meats and eggs and so on need to be kept below 40 degrees or above 140, in between no longer than 2 hours.
Yes. Yes. And when we're at a picnic or camping, I would imagine that it's easy to keep the food out as long as possible, especially if you're with a group of people.
Yeah, buffet type thing.
Yep. People can come up and replenish their plates. And it's just easy. Or you get involved in the conversation and you forget to put away the food.
Yep. So kind of remember that 2 hour limit and take care. But as I said, just a good snack is a hard-cooked egg easy to travel once it's hard-cooked.
Great protein.
So we talked about this one other time, but to me, one of the easiest ways to hard-cook a few eggs is to start in cold water with the eggs in there, bring it to a boil, turn it off, put the lid on in about 12 to 15 minutes, and they're hard-cooked. And you won't have any green eggs.
Isn't that fun and easy? Yeah. It's so easy.
Just remember to put cold water on it immediately. Now, another little trick. Well, it's not a trick.
It's a method.
Is let's say you want to make potato salad for a group, or you just want to have a lot of hard-cooked eggs or deviled whatever. So do you have a great big pot and it takes a long time? Well, the easier way is just put them in the oven.
I had not heard of that method.
Get out your muffin tin.
Okay.
Yeah. For however many eggs you want to bake. Mm-hmm. Set the eggs in the muffin tins. You don't need any water or anything at
all. Point side down, I imagine.
Just,
okay.
That would be good. Set it in the muffin tin so it sits up 325 degrees for 30 minutes. And then cold water when they come out.
Immerse those eggs in cold water. Yes.
So, because I know some people want to make for a big group.
Sure.
And it's kind of hard to get that whole big kettle boiling and so on. Mm-hmm. So that could be an easy way to do.
When we were married, part of our wedding reception was to have a picnic out at our farm.
Oh, fun.
And yes, it was a June wedding, and Mom made the absolute best potato salad. I'm trying to think back how many eggs she had to cook in order to make potato salad for enough to feed our guests. But I don't think she used the oven method.
Probably
I'm
not.
Sure she just put the eggs in a big pot of
water and
cooked them. And then cooled them.
And that's certainly possible. It's just kind of nice to have an alternative way. So eggs are great in lots and lots and lots of ways. Just decide how you want to cook them, what you want to do with them. And then once they're cold, the kids could help peel them.
Oh, yes. And that's fun. And they're probably a trick to peeling.
Well, best if you start with not the freshest eggs, if they've been around, that helps. And then putting them into cold water immediately and then crack them, keep.
And do you crack the larger end when peels start peeling from the larger end?
I crack the whole thing, until it's just all crinkly all the way around. And this, usually start. And why do you say that, Miss Nene?
I don't know the method. I don't know the reason other than that's how Mom taught me.
Yes, because there's a little air cell in there.
Yes. Okay.
And so it's easier to start there. And then it's really fun when it all just kind of slides
off. I know.
When it's each one picking off, you go, oh, this is what a job. But anyhow, just remember when you're cooking with kids in the kitchen, wash the hands and expect spills and messes.
I know, it's easy to expect spills, even as adults when we cook in the kitchen. But remember, for all these ideas, just and you want to hear LaVon talk about and Miss Nene talk about this podcast again, just go to kjan.com, click on Programs, click on Family Fun in the Kitchen, and this podcast, along with the method, again, for how to hard cook a great egg or how to oven hard cook an egg, will be there. We thank you so much for joining us today and hope that you have just as much cooking as we do. Remember now, make some fond family memories in the kitchen.